वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 53 टाइटल कृष्णा किडनैप्स रुक्मिणी टेक्स्ट नंबर 46। नमस्ते त्वा अम्बिके अभिक्ष्णम् स्वा संतानयुताम् शिवाम् भूयात् पथि मे भगवान् कृष्णः तात् अनुमोदताम्। नमस्ते त्वम्बिके भिक्ष्णाम् स्वासन्तानायुताम् शिवाम् भूयात्पतिर्मे भगवान् कृष्णस्तदनुमोदताम्। नमस्ये त्वाम्बिके भिक्ष्णम् स्वासन्तानायुताम् शिवम् भूयात्पतिर्मे भगवान् कृष्णस्तदनुमोदताम्। नमस्ये त्वाम्बिके भिक्ष्णम् स्वासन्तानायुताम् शिवम् भूयात्पतिर्मे भगवान् कृष्णस्तदनुमोदताम्। Mataji's उदताम। नमस्ते, आई ऑफर माई ओबेसेंसेस त्वा टू यू अंबिके, ओ अंबिका, अभिक्षणाम कॉन्स्टेंटली स्व योर संताना चिल्ड्रन युताम अलोंग विद शिवाम द वाइफ ऑफ लॉर्ड शिवा भूयात मे ही बिकम पति ही हस्बैंड मे माय भगवान द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड कृष्ण कृष्ण तत् दैट अनुमोदताम। प्लीज अलाउ ट्रांसलेशन एंड purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Princess Rukmini prayed, O Mother Ambika, wife of Lord Shiva, I repeatedly offer my obeisances unto you, together with your children. May Lord Krishna become my husband. Please grant this. There is no purport to several verses, so I will only read the translation of all these verses and then we'll go to the purport. The purport is the 55th verse. Rukmini worshipped the goddess with water, scents, whole grains, incense, clothing, garlands, necklaces, jewelry, and other prescribed offerings and gifts, and also with arrays of lamps. The married Brahmana women each performed worship simultaneously with the same items, also offering savories and cakes, prepared betel nut, sacred threads, fruit and sugar cane juice. The ladies gave the bride the remnants of the offerings and then blessed her. She in turn bowed down to them and the deity and accepted the remnants as prasadam. The princess then gave up her vow of silence and left the Ambika temple, holding on to a maid servant with her hand, which was adorned with a jeweled ring. Rukmini appeared as enchanting as the Lord's illusory potency, who enchants even the sober and grave. Thus the kings gazed upon her virgin beauty, her shapely waist, and a lovely face adorned with earrings. Her hips were graced with a jewel-studded belt, her breasts were just budding, and her eyes seemed apprehensive of her encroaching locks of hair. She smiled sweetly, her jasmine butt teeth reflecting the glow of her bimba red lips. As she walked with the motions of a royal swan, the effulgence of her tinkling ankle bells beautified her feet. Seeing her, the assembled heroes were totally bewildered. Lust tore at their hearts. Indeed, when the king saw her broad smile and shy glance, they became stupefied, dropped their weapons and fell unconscious to the ground from their elephants, chariots and horses. On the pretext of the procession, Rukmini displayed her beauty for Krishna alone. Slowly she advanced the two moving lotus soles of her feet, awaiting the arrival of the Supreme Lord. With the fingernails of her left hand, she pushed some strands of hair away from her face and shyly looked from the corners of her eyes at the king standing before her. At that moment, she saw Krishna. Then while his enemies looked on, the Lord sees the princess was eager to mount his chariot. So there is a purport to this last several verses. The purport says, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, Rukmini was anxious that her locks of hair might impede her vision, since she was most eager to see her beloved Krishna. The non-devotees or demons are bewildered at seeing the opulences of the Lord and think that His potency is meant for their gross sense gratification. But Rukmini, an expansion of Krishna's internal pleasure potency, was meant for the Lord alone. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti quotes the following words to describe the kind of woman known as Shyama. Sita kale bhaved ushno, ushna kale tu sitala, stanau su katinau yasya, sa shama parikirtita. A woman is called Shyama when her breasts are very firm and when someone in her presence feels warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti further points out that since the beautiful form of Rukmini is a manifestation of the Lord's internal energy, the non-devotees cannot perceive her. Thus the heroic kings assembled in Vidarbha were agitated with lust upon seeing the Lord's illusory potency and expansion of Rukmini. In other words, no one can lust after the Lord's eternal consort. Since as soon as one's mind is contaminated with lust, the covering of Maya separates one from the pristine beauty of the spiritual world and its inhabitants. Finally, Srimati Rukmini Devi felt shy as she looked from the corners of her eyes at the other kings, for she did not want to meet the glances of those inferior men. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamine Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhuya Evacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi
Pranamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So for last several days, weeks, we have been reading from this chapter and extracting many instructions in our own personal life, in this journey, trying to get attracted to Krishna. So in short, this is happening in Vidarbha. Bhishmaka, like any other loving father, had made all the arrangements, and whatever arrangements it is, for a wedding ceremony. Very grand. What can we compare with the multi-millionaires, what they do it here for? But what was Bhishmaka's purpose? When you arrange all this, you spend so much wealth. Vedic culture, the purpose is inviting people, please come and bless my daughter. So if you have to invite people to come and bless the daughter, obviously you have to take care of them. There is hospitality. Please them. When they are very pleased, they give their heartfelt blessings. You know what is blessings? Let everything be very auspicious in your life. But it is not necessary that when a materialistic person, when he makes this grand arrangement, he may not be doing it that, please come and bless my daughter. He is doing it just to show his power of wealth, his prestige, so that people will come and appreciate and always remember. And he may call some film stars. That is very popular. And the film stars, just for their public appearance, they charge. Obviously, they don't go out for blessing. And in that type of situation, people who go there, who are invited guests, now they don't go and see, oh, we should go and bless. They are just envious. Why him? Such preparation. And of course, he's keeping his heart that I will do it something better. So in that, the whole purpose is lost. It's meant for blessing. But Bhishmaka was not like that. So all these things which was happening, and it created auspiciousness. Now the word auspiciousness, what does auspiciousness mean? We say that it is very auspicious. For our understanding, auspiciousness is something which lifts up our consciousness. Lifts. Our consciousness is down, it has to be lifted up. Or in other words, anything which takes us closer to Krishna is auspicious. So Bhishmaka did everything auspicious. And in this verse, of course, she is breaking her silence and expressing to Ambika, that please see that Krishna becomes my husband. Now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, see the power of this auspiciousness, especially in an unmarried girl. Now this is not much discussed. The power of what is talked about girls is their beauty, or unfortunately seen as a sex object. But what we will see here, what we have read several verses, and in this concluding verse, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying, see the power. And what is that power? She can make, in summer, her presence can make coolness. And in winter, her presence can make others very warm. Can you imagine what must be the power? That means you are directly counteracting the material modes of nature. You know how powerful is material modes of nature? This is the power. So auspiciousness, especially, it is said about women. And here we are talking about young unmarried girl. Here it is mentioned that how she had this power. Now it is said, well, I remember Radhanath Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, when he was Brahmachari. So he used to just to make this point that how the world sees form, woman form. It's just for enjoyment, exploitation as a sex object. But they don't have any understanding. Neither do the women have that understanding. That what power they have. Now he is saying maybe, I think it was Brahmachari days, so he had gone to buy some paint. Simple, you know, you go and buy some paints to paint. So he went to the shop. There were different types of paints. So he asked him, the man was selling, that which one should I buy? He said, all are very good, but this one of them, this sells the most. So he picked up that can of paint, and there was semi-clad woman. Just imagine to sell a paint. See the power. That means her, just her form, her beauty is so powerful that he can use it to sell some human paint. And what to speak about, you know, advertisements, you know, that everywhere. So that is the power. She is beautiful, she can mesmerize. What to speak about? Bhagavad Gita says, even a man of discrimination, we know that many, many sages, they get completely bewildered. That is the power. But then, what is that power? That is just external. It is just an arrangement of some type of a form. And Krishna says the most beautiful thing in this material world is just a spark of His splendor. So this is just an inferior energy, but it is appearing so beautiful. And in the course of time, everything dwindles. How far can that attraction remain? But the real power, the real beauty, He is spoken here, is about her chastity. Now who is talking about that? Now when we talk about, you know, chastity, of course it's sometimes a very, many times it's taken as very offensive. That why is it always it is spoken about women? Of course the responsibility is same. The men also are equally responsible unless they have controlled their mind and senses. When they take up the responsibility as a married man, they cannot fulfill. They are handicapped. So it's a great responsibility that a person also has to. He's Jitendriya before he gets married. But here we'll focus only about, it is said Shama, or it is said Kumari. Now, there in 4th canto, there is again a similar episode where, just to see the purity, when Maharaj Prithu is entering his kingdom, now it is mentioned that unmarried girls came to offer him flowers. Young unmarried girls who are well protected, so pure they are from within and without. They are very well protected and they bring auspiciousness. This is the power. Because they are protected, so they have some power within. It can say, it is not just protection, means just discipline. Through that discipline, there is a connection. They go. Their all emotional needs are taken care. They are fully content. They are happy. They feel full, complete. And their presence, as it is said in this verse, it can even counteract the modes of material nature. Imagine what a power it is. So, of course, it is not just discipline. You'll be surprised. Yesterday, I mean, this happened just yesterday. I was just thinking why it had to happen yesterday. In the train, suddenly there was a commotion. So then I was curious to know. So this man was abusing this young teenage girl. And he happened to be her brother. And he is abusing her, saying that you said you are going to the college. What are you doing here? In whatever way, she was cheating. Now he externally appeared from a, looks like a religious person. So he had discipline. He was disciplined that, you know, how dare you do that? You won't believe he just physically beat her. And the crowd was just watching. And he made her get down. I'm going to talk to dad and I'll speak about you. That, and she is confused. No doubt she said something and she did something. Now, is it just discipline is enough? Now, I'm sure they have been disciplining her that you are not. You are going to be very obedient. But unless she has not understood about her own emotions, needs, you know, that contentment, that fulfillment, the power of material things, obviously it is going to attract anyone and anyone can get deviated. So if it happened, it is not her fault. She has not been given what she should be given, trained, educated. And here what we talk about Kumari Sham, these are the people. They have been trained. They are peaceful. And they have the power. And that is the real power of chastity. It is said that the beauty of a Brahmana is forgiveness. The beauty of a Kshatriya is heroic, is fearless, he can fight in war. The beauty of a Vaishya is cow protection, agriculture. Beauty of a Shudra is very obedient, is loyal, is submissive. And the beauty of a woman is her chastity. That's the real beauty. It never disappears. It will be there. All other physical beauty may go. This is real power. So the question comes about, because the form is such, it has to be protected. And someone may say that I can protect myself. Why do I need protection? Is it? Is it possible? Why is it? Now, of course, they are saying about, well, we learned karate. We can protect ourselves. There are training. But physically, you see that man will be always strong. Physically. And always, a woman will be vulnerable. You just take this. Now here, of course, Rukmini was so well protected. Even when she would not even leave her inner chambers. Even here, when she came out, she went in a palanquin, means no one could see. And just 12 feet away from the temple, she got down. So first time anyone could see her. Means no one can even see her. Now, does it mean that, you know, a young girl should be just hidden? Because there is a tendency that, you know, even those who see her, they can contaminate her. You'll be shocked. How is that possible? Of course, young, beautiful girls are moving around. Who sees her with that respect? Whoever sees, he sees with that. So when he sees, there is a vibration which can contaminate even a very pure girl. Because that vibration is... I mean, you must be curious to know how it... Once, many years back in Pune, His Holiness, again, Maharaj was saying that when you are sleeping during the class, you are preaching others that the class is important, you also go to sleep. Even if you are inattentive, you are also creating that same mood. So someone was very curious to know. I can understand sleeping, you know. If I'm sleeping, definitely other person I'm. What about him? I'm not attentive. How is other person coming to know that, you know, I'm not attentive? How is it going to affect? So this question was asked to Maharaj. Maharaj said, in a very subtle way, it sends vibrations. And that creates a negative type of a thing. So it decreases the spirit of, you know, attentively hearing. So even people who are not attentive, they are also contributing. So similarly, a young beautiful girl, when she is there out, when it's seen, now she's a chaste girl. She is chaste. She has no interest in anything. She is very pure. But people who see her, when they are seeing, they are sending these vibrations with lusty desire, as and that lusty desires can contaminate. For that reason, protected, please remain, or you are covered. Why? For her own protection, own contamination. Someone may say, well, this is very old fashioned and we are out. Well, we can take this recent case. I mean, this can be a case for discussion. You can, what has happened in Delhi? It's in the paper, right? We take this case. Now, this is, of course, we are not saying who is right, who is wrong. We are just trying to see from Vedic perspective what can be real education and where we are gone away, what type of things we face. Now, she is a 25-year-old lady, unmarried, an executive. Now, she was returning back late. She did, on the mobile, she called up a taxi. And it was not a... Now, this is all safe, right? You call up not a regular taxi. A taxi service. That means you have the number. So, one sense, safe, isn't it? But it was night. She was alone. And what happened? On the way... Now this man, driver, he raped her. Now you may say, now there is so much discussion on it. Why women are not safe, you know, they are not protected. So we see from both sides. It is not that the driver is. Now that driver, what was his consciousness? I am sure he is hearing film songs, he is watching movies, he is seeing the advertisements, he is seeing all around. He is carrying those desires in his heart. And it is said that morality is lack of opportunity. So now he is there like that and she is alone. Now she is alone, she is right. I mean, she is definitely a powerful lady. She has a lot of, I'm sure many people are working under her and they are very obedient to her and she has the power. But here what happened? Now he took her to an isolated place and he threatened her. He said, you dare. Now, as far as physical strength is concerned, can you do anything? So now from her side, what will you see? Like, was she wrong? Now I'm talking, she's a chaste lady. She's a chaste. And she didn't have any intention of. She wanted to go back home. Even if you are chaste, but if you are alone, if you are putting yourself at risk, then there is something wrong. She did best. She called up the proper taxi. But then there is always a danger because your form is such that there will be always some people waiting for that opportunity to exploit. So now this is a simple understanding. We are saying that why you should be protected. So this is another way of protection. But here, of course, Bhishmaka's way of protection is not from any physical harm. His protection was purely how she can, you know, unearth, bring out her power of chastity. So he had invited Brahmanas to come. So Brahmanas, of course, they are very pure hearted. Only they were allowed to go to the inner chambers. Because they, when they go to talk Krishna Katha or preach, they don't have any explorative mentality. And they should not have. It's a big responsibility. Yeah? Someone is going, invited you, someone has invited you, please come and preach. And if anyone has exploitative mentality, that means he is should be careful, that is not. So because they were very pure, they were allowed, and she had heard about Krishna Katha, and hearing this, she had developed attraction. She had never seen Krishna before. Just hearing, she had developed such attraction that she had given her heart to him. There was no question about anyone on the way for her. It's only him. Now you see, with that type of power, in life there will be so many crises. But someone who is experiencing within, their emotional needs are fulfilled, they are content. There is no question about loneliness. There is no question about distraction. So for her, there was no obstacle in her life. But does it mean that she, well, Krishna will take care, I don't care, I will do anything I want, I will put myself at risk. Did she do that? How much effort she took? She wrote a letter. She told that Brahmana, please go. She gave all the plan. So you mean, it is not that, like sometimes many times, you know, we are very careless, irresponsible, and say, oh, Krishna will take care. Why? Why should Krishna take care? It's a saying that God helps those who help themselves. I mean, you take care. You can't just, you don't lock the car and say, no, Krishna will take care. Nonsense. You don't tempt God that, you know, you come and help. But here she did all this. She took all this effort. And then, see what was the result. Krishna came. Of course, there were a lot of anxieties. She was not very sure whether he has rejected her. But now, actually, when she came out of the palace, she already saw the Brahmana had come. And he smiled and he gave her assurance that Krishna is coming. So this time she walked and she was very sure. But then when she was not interested in all the kings who are, you know, she knew that they are not looking at her in a nice... she didn't want to meet anyone. She just looking out. And here, this is the most concluding, the climax of this whole episode, which otherwise appears very mundane. Then what is the difference? There are so many mundane stories like this. But how does it help us? You know, will it help to lift up our consciousness? There are movies made. I mean, will it help to lift up our consciousness? It would rather make a person agitated, just like that taxi driver. This is one reported case. Yes, you think this is not happening? Every moment this must be happening. All over. It's happening. It's not a safe place, because with what mood you are moving around. And unfortunately, because there is no knowledge about this, India is blamed, you know. People are ashamed of India for that sex determination. Beti Bachao. Isn't it? Governments, no one wants female baby because they are not an asset. But if you understand from this verse, what a great treasure it is for the society, for the family, for the community, for the nation, for herself, for her husband, for her children. What a power, isn't it? Even Arjuna said, you know, I don't want to fight, you know, everyone will become widow and what will happen to the population? If there are no mothers, what will happen? No mothers means no one is taken care properly. And these are the people who are going to. There is a saying in English that you show me the children, what type of children are there, and I will tell you what type of mothers are there. From the children's behavior. So this is the power of chastity, which is, we don't discuss about it, but now women have this power than men. Imagine. It is said that the woman has such power. Now this is what can make or break. Sometimes there's a saying, a woman can make a family or she can break a family. And she is the one who is. So here in Bhagavatam, we are of course talking about her, but the truth is we are speaking about the power of chastity. And there are several such, you can go on saying that, you know, anything else, because she has something very, very valuable. Unless she is protected, it is very difficult for her to nourish it. So she remains in protection. Father, husband, son. It is not that she is minimized by that. You know, why you are saying that we need protection? Obviously, maybe people will say that. You know, we are free. We can also. We are not saying there is no freedom. There is freedom. Opportunity is equal. But not at the cost of depriving yourself of what you really have. The great treasure. It's very unfortunate that not knowing that life goes off and then there is just regret over. Of course, same thing goes to men. Men, his mind and conscience are not controlled. What type of responsibility? Once, of course, we had preaching going on in Grand Medical College, JJ. So, only boys program was going on. So, His Holiness Jayadit Maharaj. Maharaj, why there are no girls program? So, Maharaj said, you train the boys, girls will follow. It's, one sense it is, if there is very well-trained men, isn't it very natural that the girls will be there, the men will train the girls, no? A very well-trained husband, naturally he will. She will, she has to just, together they will realize their, you know, what is their strength. Of course, in Bhagavatam also comes that woman is like a fortress for a husband. Imagine the power of woman. She is like a fort. Why fort? A man, when he is attacked, his senses are disturbed. If she is, a very chaste woman is there, she can protect him from the attacks of all this disturbance. Same thing. She can just pull him up. She can pull him up from the mode of ignorance, up. Same time, of course, a man, if he is very powerful, and a woman, whatever the man does, naturally she also gets the credit. This is all the dynamics and, you know, of power of chastity. So we have several such illustrations, example of Draupadi, Mandodari, Gandhari, Devavati. Now ask, what was the power? Now just imagine, what was the power of Draupadi? Because of her chastity, she had five husbands. Never ever anyone felt that she was partial to someone. She was favoring him. There was never an enmity between the brothers. So what must be her chastity? Imagine. Amazing, right? And then at the time when they had to leave, depart, Yudhishthir didn't even look back. Said, finish, I'm going. He didn't even go. Now, Draupadi didn't ask that, I am there, what about me? She was already trained in that. She knew, my great husbands are going, what's mine? I had to also go. So she also just followed. That was a training. She didn't say that, oh, you're leaving me, what is happening? Of course, it was the right time. It is not that husband just walks out, you know, leaving up his responsibility. So that was Draupadi, chastity. And Devavati, oof. Princess, my God, what opulence. She gave up. And here, I was hearing Bhagavan a few days back. He was saying, Kardama Muni, for 12 years, he didn't even know that she existed. Just imagine. Because whatever he wanted, it was already there. So he wanted flowers, flowers is there. He wanted some herbs and roots, it was there. And after 12, he suddenly realized, oh, that time it struck him, my God, this is Devavati, my wife. And she's been serving for so long and she's got emaciated. Her hairs are matted, she lost her beauty, just serving. And he came to know that she has a desire. Now the desire to have a child is not that she had some lusty desire. It was a very pure desire. And she had that desire. And what happened? You know what happened after that. All the, see what he did for her. But because of her chastity, what things she brought out. Gandhari, so powerful. when she came to know that she is going to get married to Dhritarashtra and is blind, she had not even seen him. It was just an alliance going on that you have to marry and he is blind. She said, okay, from today onwards I am also going to become. Why should I feel someone that I am superior to? Because of her chastity, she had so much power that, you know, Krishna wanted to glorify her that she could curse Krishna. Imagine, the Yadu dynasty will perish. She could make Duryodhan, because of her chastity, she could make Duryodhan, his body was like a steel. Now, where is this power coming from? Real power. Now, I want to speak about Mandodari. Now, Mandodari knew, because she herself was a chaste woman, she knew that Sita was very chaste. She knew the power of chastity. She warned her husband, look, she's a very chaste woman. Don't do anything. You will be ruined. And Ravana, so much intoxicated, thinking that, you know, foolish. So this is what is chastity. Real education, when we talk about, when he said education, the word is, I don't know, this Latin or Greek word means educaria. Educaria means to draw something which is within, to bring out. So this is protection, shelter, learning. Otherwise, what I saw yesterday, as Prabhupada says, religion without philosophy only is fanaticism. So this brother who loved her, who cared for her, he wanted to protect her, he wanted to discipline her, he became so furious, you know, because she was, some sense, you know, she had lied, and he was abusing her, and he has no knowledge about, you know, if it is not just discipline, the purpose of discipline, why you need to be protected, for what, and then she cultivates, then she nourishes herself, then her whole, her emotional needs and her satisfaction. And in that state, when she comes out, what an asset she becomes to the society. So the society, not to just one individual family. So this is the power of chastity, and this is the month of book distribution. And this is what Prabhupada grace has come, to just disseminate this knowledge. This is what is the significance of book distribution. Huh? So it is very natural to transgress. Transgression is something natural, right? His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj will give this example. I think those who drive the car, they will have this. What is your tendency when the lights are on, right? You stop the car and you see that no one is walking and there is no policeman. What is your tendency? Just jump. So transgression is something which is, in this age, is very natural. But what we need is a transformation. And transformation comes by hearing from pure-hearted soul, because they are very auspicious. So the one who hears, he creates auspiciousness within. And that is what is auspicious. That is it said here. Just imagine, she can bring warmth in winter and cool in the summer. I think we heard only this in our Govardhan Eco village. The houses are made. They say that. But it's very quite significant. It says that the houses in summer they are cool and winter they are warm. Because there is a science behind it that you live in harmony with the nature. It balances. So there is, to just conclude, there is one very nice thing in those who have read this book. You all have read this Peter Burwash's book, Dear Teenager. So he gives a very nice last, I was just reading that. He says, everyone is four rooms. We are like four rooms. Rooms means, you know, there is physical, mental, emotional and spiritual. Like four rooms in one. If you are going to only one room, physical, and you are not going to the other rooms, you are not complete. So every day you should be going to the different rooms, even if you have to just open the windows, you know. Let the air come, the room gets aired. So that makes it very complete. physical, mental, emotional and spiritual. So everyone in their life, as Gaur Gopal Prabhu was saying that, no, life is every moment. So every moment, how we think, are we doing anything to go closer to Krishna or we are going away from Krishna? Is it auspicious or inauspicious? Maharaj makes a very nice statement that the most auspicious thing is material world. If it is taking you away from Krishna, it is the most inauspicious thing. And the most inauspicious thing materially, it could be anything. It could be insult, loss of health, wealth, humiliation, anything. But if it is taking you closer to Krishna, then it is the most auspicious thing. So a lot of things are said about auspiciousness, but again last it is said that Shishupal didn't see Rukmini. He saw illusory form. Naturally, because if the heart is filled with sense, lusty desires, immediately there is. Anyone, if they see the pure form, naturally he'll get purified. No? He'll get purified because he was lusty. So similarly for heart is, we will never be able to see the most attractive form of Krishna. So what we need is purification. And Prabhupada is very kind to give us this process. So with each other's help, we continue understanding the great treasure what we have. We experience and then we share with others. Bhagavat Puran ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you.